Welcome back to another week of the AMB Podcast. It's your boy Young Tamarack, and we're going up top like fade routes. I'm here with some good people because my people are never not good. Let them know what it is, Stare.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Stare, aka the finesse fella, aka that nigga straight behind you, straight to the left, to the right, all the way around the corner. Yeah, that nigga right there. What's good? We in this pod ready to do this, man. Happy to be here on this Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And like I always say, our people are good. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll never rock with nobody who's not good. And this week we got the homie from back in the day, Shane Asher, on the podcast. Welcome, Shane.
What's going on? I'm Shane Asher, aka Shane the Shooter. And man, I'm ready to talk business. I'm ready to have a good time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And like I said, man, Shane is somebody that at least for me, like directly, I like grew up like playing like tackle football, like in at Page with Shane. So I've known Shane for a minute. We were just discussing actually before the podcast started that we like ran into each other randomly at the airport going like into like different locations and shit, like real random shit. Like I was like shocked. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing here? So like, it's dope to definitely have you on the podcast and have you on this platform. Cause I mean, I know there's some things that, there's some myths that you're here to dispel and there's some things that some information that you're here to share. So, like I said, I'm excited to have you on. But how's everybody been though, as of late, man? What are niggas been up to? Who wants to jump out the gate and kind of just share an update?
Cause you know, I'm always here with my weeks and I always be shenanigans. So this week in the Hubble life, that's the bubble for the hub of the learning center. Yeah, Hubble life, got you.
Oh, you guys gave it a turn.
Yeah, I got you.
Ooh, okay.
So I had it was superhero day, and a kid dressed up as Spider-Man. So like the whole day, he was just like always like fixing his suit. And I was like, yo, what's good with him? So come to find out, he went to the bathroom and went commando in his little Spider-Man suit. So, yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with, man. Other than that, I lost my headphones. Kind of blown about that. Haven't been able to work out without my headphones.
Wait, like AirPods or like your Beats?
My Beats. Oh, this is like the thug tier. I've been kind of going crazy because I was just getting the thick of things. And just cool. Other than that, happy to be here.
You gotta get some replacement headphones, bro. If you see anybody working out without headphones, bro, those niggas are psycho. Those niggas is like it's niggas that wear jeans and niggas with no headphones in the gym that you have to worry about, bro. If like there's an alarm going off, those are the first niggas you gotta look towards and be like, oh, like you know what I'm saying?
Working out, they'd be like,
yeah.
Training for it, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, but yeah, you gotta definitely get a replacement pair, man. So. To segue from there, like for me personally, I actually had lost my AirPods for a little bit, but then I found them. So like, it's good. I'm not in the same situation. Not in the same situation as you, Alistair. But yeah, my week was cool, man. What happened this week, man? Amo dropped his new project. So you know, he actually came up and pulled up on me while I was doing a workout and called me jump roping because I think he makes really good like grind, like get to it kind of music. So it's like really perfect for that type of vibe. So. We did that in the process of like putting together some like up and coming shoots for some new videos that I'm gonna be working on. So like that's gonna be super dope. So what else, man? What else happened? Yeah, that was pretty much my week. The J Auto Move Your Body videos at like 72,000 views. Ooh. So like,
ooh, that thing on fire.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. So I'm really trying to be as humble as possible until we get to 100,000. Then when we get to 100, if we get to 100,000, actually not if when we get to 100,000, that's when I'm gonna wild out. I'm gonna go on IG. I'm gonna pop some champagne. I'm gonna spray it on some. I don't know. I'm gonna spray it somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna be lit.
And ain't even how long it's been out for?
This is going on its second week.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
That means really damn near a million at the end of the year.
Hey, from your lips to God's ears, bro. Hopefully. That would be really crazy. That would be really wild, especially because it's not my video on YouTube. It's my video, but it's like his, so he probably get the money for the streams.
regardless, that's the catalog.
But yeah, exactly. I'll bust heads for my video prices after that if I reach a million. Like I'm going crazy, and I'm pulling up with one of those disposable cameras to shoot you too. Just like now, let me slip. But yeah, that was pretty much my week. Shane, what's been good with you, man? It's been a little while since we've seen you. So what's up,
man? It's been a hectic week, low key. As you can see, I just moved into my new crib. Got
yeah, it looks good, good man. Know? It looks good. Yeah, it looks good.
Right. It's really a blessing. 2-bedroom apartment, 2-bathroom, like really overlooking the city. Like it's really a blessing. It's really a blessing. And I'm just focused on, I've been moving in. We just moved in yesterday. So I'm getting the boxes. As you can see, it's still a mess in here. But other than that, man, been a profitable week. Been able to get other people profitable this week. So it's been, and at this point, it seems like every week is getting the same old. Which is great for me. I'm not tripping off it, but yeah, it's been a great week though. It's been a great week.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. And we're definitely going. Oh, go ahead.
What city?
I'm in Santa Ana, California. Yeah.
That's what's up. Hey, how far is that from LA?
Without traffic, it's about like 35, 40. With traffic, it can be like an hour 10.
Okay.
Yeah, but not too far. I'm not tripping. I don't need to be. I'm not the person that needs to be in the mix downtown LA. Like, I'll pull up for the functions, but living, I need my peace, you know, just outside the city, you know, doing my
thing. Yeah, damn, that's what's up, man. And like I said earlier, when I have ran into Shane in the airport, it was him actually getting ready to move out to Cali. So that was what, like we said, that was what, like 2 years ago, two, maybe three years ago. So like, yeah, that's really crazy, man. It's good to see that you made it. Huh?
Yeah.
It was the Mexico trip. Yeah. So yeah, it's good to see that you're just out there, man, and you managed to hold it down, man. Stand on your own 2 feet. So that's what's up, man. Big moves for you. But to continue the wave, Alistair, can you hold us down with the top five for this week?
Top five.
Most definitely. This week's top five is going to be top five cell phones that you've had. Me, I was a terrible host to my cell phone because I would always lose them. So I got a good amount. Good ride. Wide range.
Nah.
Mm-mm. Anybody want to start?
I'll start. Okay. I had a couple different services. So with my Sprint, I had a rant. It was like about this big. Had to slide up.
The slide up jump. Doing.
And I was already an expert at, I think, what was it called? T9 or Text9, where you just press the letter and like it goes to the word. I was an expert at that. So then when they added the keyboard,
it was light.
It was a wrap. It was literally like Thomas Edison when he discovered electricity. Like literally, like it was crazy. Number two, I'm gonna have to go with the Razor. I feel like everybody had a razor.
I actually never had the Razor. I wanted it so bad. Nah, because I ain't have a AT&T and shit. So
no, but if you remember, Sprint had a red. I think that was like HIV. It was like they were doing like an HIV
awareness thing.
It was a red Razor, so like that was like Sprint's first time getting the Razor.
I always had Verizon for a Sprint.
Verizon had the phone stuff.
And I mean we'll definitely get to it as I go on. But yeah, you can continue with your list. My bad.
I bet. So number three, I'm gonna have to say the iPhone 11. Like it's a great phone. Like it, there's nothing else I can think of, even though probably next year it'll come up with something I thought I needed. But the iPhone 11 is probably three. Number four is going to be a Nokia. What is it called? A Nokia. Brick. What was it?
The brick? I don't even know what Nokia you're talking about. You talking about the old school jump?
Yeah,
with the snake phone. I mean, it had the game.
Yeah, the jump that had snake. That jump was tough.
That, and then my number five. I personally never had it, but the culture, just for the culture. I always wanted one. My mom never would. Obviously, I had a certain phone network. We didn't have it. But the Sidekick. I'm going to have to throw in the Sidekick classic. If somebody came from, like, the past or the future or something, you had to tell them really about, like, phones that were booming. You cannot forget about the Sidekick.
I'm going to say iPhone. I mean, no order, but the iPhone. I gotta throw the Nextel chirp, the little toot toot. Yo, where you at?
Oh yeah, Yeah.
My parents had that, and I was like just blessed enough to be on that. I'd have to say the razor, of course. I had a silver one. I got to put the chocolate. I got to show the chocolate some love.
Ooh. Oh, wow. I forgot about the chocolate.
The MP3 on there. Yep.
Yeah.
Last one. I'm in the same boat as you, Shane. I never was blessed enough to have a sidekick. But damn it, I was jealous of everybody with the, yo, I got you.
Yeah. Sidekick was crazy.
I didn't have that. I didn't have that. So, bro.
Sidekick was crazy.
I got to give you props. You got it.
So like for me, my phone journey was crazy, especially like my very first phone. And I mean, I still think it's a fire ass phone because nobody's phone was like it at first. You know how like your phone can like rotate the camera? Like it has like a spinnable camera. It's a flip phone, but like you can move the camera if you want to take a selfie. Like this was like the first like phone you could take a selfie with. So like I was on some real like futuristic pimping type shit with this phone, my nigga. So I don't even know what the name of it is. If I found a picture of it,
I was hoping you would say the name.
So. Nah, I don't know the name. It was one of them like off. If I find a picture of it, we'll post it up and like, I don't know if, we'll post it up online so niggas can see it. But there's that. The G1, I fucked with the G1 heavy. Cause that was like, it kind of had sidekick vibes, but it wasn't like, it was more advanced. It had like the touch, like the real like touch screen. You could really get it in with that joint. So definitely the G1. Oddly enough, bro, that very first iPhone, like that came out with, like just, the 3 joint that with just the camera. I had gotten it cause I was with T-Mobile at that point in time. So I had gotten it jailbroken. So you can actually like use the service on that phone. So I thought that shit was vicious as hell. Obviously, everybody love the Sidekick. I think the Sidekick is a amazing phone, one of the most fire joints. And then last but not least, man, I think it was the BlackBerry Storm.
Woo, I was just thinking.
But it was like the whole BlackBerry series, because I had a couple of different joints, bro. Like, but their phones were like crazy. That BBM.
That shit did numbers. It's 2020. Just thinking about what it was then, like that.
They was already on that wave, bro. It's just that Apple came through and like hijacked that shit and then just revamped it and made it way better.
Literally.
Because iMessage is just BBM, bro.
It's the same thing. It's literally the same exact thing, bro.
But open, you can. Yeah, it's just. Yeah, it's. Yeah, that's just crazy. I fuck with it though. That would probably be my top five. If it wasn't like 2020, I probably might still have a BlackBerry. Low key, bro. Because it.
I would leave Apple for it.
It'd be a good investment, even 2020.
It'd be crazy. But I just feel like we kind of just like, we really locked into these Jones, bro. So we're too
embedded. That would probably maybe be like a business phone, like strictly like, okay,
I'm doing business. But even then, shit maybe.
Even then, I still want an iPhone for that as well. So.
Right. Because you can also just be like, AO Siri, you know what I'm saying? set up so-and-so. So, But man, speaking of smartphones, man, and one of the things that you always talk about a lot of the time is making money directly from your phone. So I guess before we get directly into being able to make money from your phone, let's talk about exactly what it is you do. You're a Forex trader, or is there a different term that we need to just for? Okay, so
you're
a
Forex trader.
You're a Forex trader. Bare bottom minimum. What is Forex, and does Forex stand for something, or?
Yeah. All right, so Forex stands for the foreign exchange. It's just putting those two words together. It's not like a different term. It's literally just two words they just put together. For foreign exchange, the foreign exchange market, that is just different economies in different countries across the world. So trading, being a Forex trader, I trade in the foreign exchange market. So I buy and sell different currency pairs up against each other. Mm-hmm. And then for the lamest terms, if you don't even know what I'm talking about right now, when you travel to a different country, they use a different kind of money. The money isn't worth the same as the US dollar. So that the difference between that is called the exchange rate. The exchange rate literally fluctuates by the second. You could buy things going up, you could sell things going down. That 1 minute Forex, that's what I do.
How'd you get? Because everybody sees it on social media. They always like, "Oh, yo, you need some money. I got you this for." So how did you get recruited to it?
What's super crazy is the company I'm partnered with, the number one person in the company, he actually went to Morehouse. He went to this. I was at Morehouse with him when he started partnering with the company we're partnered with. So that he, and right now he's a chairman 750, which is the highest rank in the company. So he's making a, like, so I literally saw him start it, but obviously, you know, as with everybody, when you see something new, you're like,
I don't want to bite right away.
Yeah, like, sure. I don't know what he got going on over there. It sounds very gimmicky. Like, nah, like, I'm not really down with that. But years go on, you keep seeing it, Oddly enough, my girlfriend put me on. She was already trading. I'm like, what? Like, so that's a real, you know, like, she's like, yeah, you're asleep. Like, what? You're asleep. You're not. You haven't started yet. Like, you was at Morehouse. You haven't. I was like, I mean, I was asleep. My bad. Like, I was asleep. And then basically she put me on game. Within the first week, I made money. And I don't know if, obviously nobody, well, I don't know if you guys know, but I used to work at Enterprise earlier this year. And literally, the first week I made money from my phone, I quit my job. Because one, I did not like Enterprise and I just literally was doing it for money. And then two, I was working about 50 hours a week, about making about like 25 an hour, which is like, I mean, it's solid, but I'm not trying to work. I was
It's not going to get you designer.
It's not going to get you designer. And if it is going to get you designer, you're not going to have the time to wear. So It's literally like, I was tired of really sacrificing my time for money. And that's really why this opportunity really like spoke to me. Like, I was just looking to get some money without having to really work hard for it. And I found the perfect opportunity.
Damn. Okay. Nah, that's really crazy. I didn't know that you actually, you knew your homie already from Morehouse and he was kind of off. Cause I mean, how many years ago was that? That's like what?
That was three years ago.
2017. 3 years ago. And your man's was already on the wave of trading for it. So was he not skeptical like about it when he like found out about it, or like
his brother put him on? So I mean, obviously he was skeptical, but I mean his brother, like his older brother, put him on. So like he was just like, bro, like you're in school, you have a network, like you're around people every day, and this is obviously pre-pandemic, so like campus was booming with hundreds of people, like brown people, a black HBCU. So it was literally the perfect setup for him. But obviously, like me, a lot of people were closed-minded, but the people that weren't got on, and now they're millionaires. And it's like crazy because it's like, bro, like I literally remember being in class with the same person. They weren't the smartest. They weren't like, there was nothing unique or special about them, but they just found an opportunity and took advantage of it. It's like, but you know, and the thing with this opportunity is like, you can take advantage of it anytime. Like, if you watch this and literally want to take advantage today, bet. If you later on, a year from now, eventually hear about it, you can literally start then. And literally, nothing's going to stop. Like, it's literally just when you start, that's just when, you know, the sooner you can start to see the outcomes of it.
Okay. So you start to see the money coming in. What exactly is the process of starting Forex?
Okay, so basically, anybody can trade Forex. Anybody can trade in the foreign exchange market right now. There's apps on your phone in the app store, completely free. You can literally buy, it's like you can do what we do, like free. Like it doesn't take anything. I think the minimum amount to invest to start a trade is like $50, but anybody can do it for free. But obviously, as you know, you might download the app and be like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like it's just numbers. I don't really know what's going on. Like, so that's where this company comes into play. It literally teaches you what you're looking at. Now, me, I'm not necessarily the numbers type person. I'm not really like graphs, like I wasn't like lit about that. I wasn't happy about that. Like I'm trying to make money as easy as possible. And I know just off rip.
You're trying to do the fucking charts, Y equals literally, MX plus B and slow shit. Yeah, like,
I wasn't with that. So, so that's what made me skeptical kind of at first before I obviously knew what I was getting myself into. But once you get into, basically you're signing up for college for $235. You're signing up for college, you get access to, I think it's like maybe 3,000 videos on there. So basically and it's crazy that we're in a pandemic now, it's basically like college on Zoom. So you basically get access So from the very basics, this is Forex. So this is what the foreign exchange market, this is how it started, XYZ, all the way down to the strategies and knowing how to mark up charts on your own. Now, even that, when I heard that, I was like it still sounds like to make the money, you have to put in hella time and hella work and really master the stuff. No. So that's why this opportunity is crazy, because not only you're in college, but basically, say if you're in college and your professors basically took you under their wing, under as an apprenticeship in their job, and you were able to make money with them instantly, like your first day of college. They took you out in the field and basically showed you how to get the money, told you what to do, buy this, sell this, and you get to keep all the money you invest. You get to do it on your own time. And then that was like, oh, okay, like, really? And it doesn't stop there, because then it's like, okay, well, maybe my time schedule doesn't link up with these. Basically, we have expert traders that have a schedule. When they get on live, we all log on to Zoom, and they basically are telling us they're trading their real money. They're telling us, I'm about to sell this for 3 minutes. Go ahead and do it. So we sell it. 3 minutes later, everybody on the team, there's thousands of people on the call, all make money at once. It's crazy. Like, because sometimes they be playing music. Like, it'd be lit. It's like a family getting money together from our phone. So, like, it really is just, and it's just mind blowing. And that's why, like, I go so hard, because it's like people don't, like, you wouldn't believe it until you see it. Like, you really have to see how easy it is. Like, it's literally that concept. You get on the call, there is an expert trader that has already done the analysis, knows what he's done. He's already made millions in the market. He literally tells you, hey, Bryce. Hey, obviously he doesn't say your name because there's hella people on the call.
Right.
Hey, we're buying USD JPY for 3 minutes. Go ahead and press buy now. We all click, boom. Buy. 3 minutes go by, boom, market eventually goes up. Boom. Now we all clear. We all happy, lit. Money goes right into our account. We're like, yo. And then it doesn't stop there. Because you think people work, you know, schedules don't always line up. You might, I don't really got free time. I already have a job. Like, I'd be tired. I don't really, it's products as well. So if you don't have time to get on those Zoom calls with the live trading, they've created multiple products that are simple to learn that tell you basically the same thing master trader would tell you. Mm-hmm. There's literally an arrow pressing down. I don't know if you guys see it. I literally post it almost every day, but there's an arrow going down. That means sell. There's an arrow going up. In the corner, it says USD JPY, 3 minutes, sell. You go on your phone, go to the app, press sell, 3 minutes, boom. 3 minutes go by, you make profit.
So how precise to that 3 minutes is it? So is it like 1 second and it's like, damn, I fucked up? Or is it like
yeah, so basically, obviously, it's like it's prediction. It's prediction based. So it's like when you lose a trade, then it's like, okay, the market didn't do what you thought it was going to do in that 3 minutes. So say you get in and you think market's going to go up. Price literally may just stay the same. May literally just stay the same. And then you would literally get back what you put in, but you wouldn't win anything because you predicted that it would go up and it didn't go up. Now, if you predict it's going to go up and it goes down, then you only lose the amount you put in. And then everybody on the call is putting in different amounts. Some of the traders, they're put like the expert trader that's calling out, he's putting in 50,000 per trade. Like, he's literally saying, like, we see it on the screen because he's sharing the screen. Literally 50,000 buy or sell. But there's people on the call only doing $3, only doing $5, $10, $7, $50, $500. Like, so it's like, it's no real, like, oh, I can only do this if I have money. No, you can start with $50 and literally build up your account from there. It's not like a get rich quick scheme. Like, this is just a way to make money without having to sacrifice your time to do it. So it's like, there's people that be at work on the calls. Like, they literally be in the back little break room or something, getting in the trade. Like, it's literally that fast. Like, it's just buy, sell. Literally, they go back into work, boom. They got it. They're in their AirPods. So the trader's like, okay, get ready to buy Euro JPY. All right. They sneak back out. Boom. Bet. Go back in. 3 minutes later, the money is just in their account. So it's like, and like, I understand why some people, you know, are skeptical, but it's like they haven't heard it. And I understand. if you're sure. skeptical about something, you hear little bits and pieces about, like, obviously you're going to be skeptical. But once you hear the full circle, then people are like, okay, well, what's the catch? Well, the catch is, if you want to be a master trader, it's going to take you a long time. Now, if you want to make money, you utilize the products and the master trader that has already learned the skill telling you what to do. So then it's like, well, like, oh, I can, and if I really want to learn the skill, I can still do this while I'm making money? Yes. Like, yes. Like, every time I talk to somebody on the phone, it's like everybody says the same reaction, like, oh, well, I didn't know, like, it, like, that's it? Like, yes, it's literally that, that's it. Like, people always try to complicate it. It's so simple.
No, I mean, you're definitely right. Because, I mean, there's been plenty of times where I've only heard the words Forex and bullshit together in the same sentence, and it's never, ever separate. So, right. I mean, my number one thing for me is when I hear about Forex and I'm like, okay, there's these products and these are all based on predictions. So, I mean, of course, there's probably some sort of algorithm that it's, you know, it's based on and it's calculating. But it's almost like, okay, how sure are we that this algorithm is the right algorithm? You know what I mean? I'm sure there's other companies that that offer same services, right. But like, how do we know that this algorithm, like, this is the way, this is the bee's knees?
Right. So every month they drop a record of all the trades the algorithm calls out. And every month it literally be over 87%. Like, that's every month. Like, it'll
that's a
like,
loss.
Like,
that's
yeah, no, nah, it'll put the losses. It'll put the losses, but it'll be way more wins. It'll be like 391. And then it'd be like 60 losses or something. And it's like, well, if you took every trade,
I'm gonna win 391 times. Yeah, you're right. Now that makes a lot of sense. So then let me ask you this as well, because I mean, there's Forex, which I mean, of course, is the exchange of foreign currencies. Mm-hmm. But then there's also like your day trading, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know how much you know about day trading, but is there a particular reason why you decided to slide towards the Forex way as opposed to going the day trading route, or?
Yeah, so basically, the day trading route really, like, they're like, it's just legalities. Like, there's such thing as inside trading. So it's like, if I wanted to really know, like, the real, like, oh, this is about to happen, to really, like big moves like that, to really capitalize, then it's like, there's no way to legally,
there's no way to know that,
like, do that. But with the foreign exchange market, there's no, like, there is none.
There's no regulation, like, or anything like that on none. That.
So it's like, literally, like, exactly. So it's like,
okay.
And it's the economy. It's not businesses. Like, these aren't, like, it's not like we're getting, like, secret little, like, no, it's just the economy. Like, we're, like the economy strength and goes down, literally goes down, up and down. And it's like, we have meters that literally tell us, like, okay, right now the euro dollar is strong and the euro, United States dollar is weak. So obviously, in that pair, we would buy because the market is going up in favor of the euro dollar. So it's like, I'm giving this beforehand. So it's literally like that. That's why I kind of chose. And the thing is, with the stocks, we still trade XBX 500. So like, we still, like, I still partake somewhat in, like,
the stock market,
like, but not necessarily just one company though. Like, I'm doing it, the collective of, like, the 500, Fortune 500. So it's like, I don't have nothing against it. It's just, I want the best chance to win. And it's like, I feel like unless I knew some in people that, you know, like, then there's no way to really, I can,
to be able to do that without getting into some serious trouble. I mean, hey, I'm not gonna lie. 87% is a really good fucking percent. So like, if anybody says they 87% is bad, then I mean, shit, you're on some shit, because you probably would have killed for those grades in school, right? To get 87% on everything. Right. Nah, that's what's up. So, well, I mean, I guess you were talking about how, like, the money gets deposited into your account, right? So is it that your bank account's already linked up to this app, or is it that you, like, link your bank to the master trader? How does this work exactly?
Yeah, so I'll break it down. So basically, you put the money into a broker, and that's these apps, like, that you download. You put the money there, and they only accept Bitcoin though. So what we do is we buy however much you want to invest in Bitcoin, and then you send that Bitcoin to the broker, and then the broker exchanges it for the dollar, and it pops up into your trading account. So when I say the money goes straight into your account, I mean your trading account.
A trading account.
And then once you feel like you want to withdraw, or whenever, at any moment, you can withdraw your money, and then it withdraws into Bitcoin, and then you just sell it and get the cash. And then it'll be in your Cash App or Coinbase or whatever e-wallet you use.
Okay, so now I'm really starting to understand why people feel like it's, and I mean, I'm not no knock on Forex, because I mean, like I said, I wanted to have you come on this platform to, you know, to be able to sit down and talk about it so people can see that, like, it's not like no, like, big wild shit, or maybe prove that it is some big wild shit. Either way, but like, I can see why people feel like it's there's some sort of scam nature to it, because you're dealing in cryptocurrency,
right?
And yeah, not everybody really fully understands that and how powerful cryptocurrency is, or it's going to be in the long run. So that's something that I actually had no idea of. I didn't know that was the case. I thought that it was just literally just straight to your bank account attracts bank account. But that's what also gets back to that legality thing you were talking about. There's not as many regulations on like a Bitcoin, because there's nobody knows how to control it really at this point, because it's still so very new. So wow, no, that's some good information. I definitely didn't know that. So
now I'm glad we're doing this. I definitely love to clear up any type of questions that people had, because I know when I first started I wasn't really able to do that, but now like I literally any question I can literally answer. So I'm definitely
a lot of people it's not like a scam, but a lot of people be like, yo, Forex is kind of like a pyramid scheme.
Right.
People are always like trying to recruit. Why? Can you explain to me what that is?
Perfect. So I'm going to break it down into three ways you can make money with this opportunity. There's three ways. Okay. There's Forex, traditional Forex trading, which is price action. You basically put in the stop losses or whatever, and that's when you think price is going to hit a certain point. That's basically what that is, which is still a prediction. But then there's HFX, which I have mastered, which I really do. And that's time-based. So basically, you're just saying, in 3 minutes, I think the market's going to go up or down, which is, I think, gives you a lot, way, way better odds. So that's what I do. And then also, this company has a compensation plan. That's where people think of it's a pyramid scheme and this and that. Because the company that you're paying with the education for, literally just like Netflix, just like any service, they basically pay you to tell more people about it. Mm-hmm. It's literally that simple. Like it's a platform without, and it's optional. It's not like they're like telling you like, oh, you can only get access to the education if you tell people about it. No. The reason why people go so hard with telling people about it,
it's because it makes you more money in the long run.
Why not? Literally, it's money from your, like, it's added money to your phone. And the people that go even harder, because they know how real it is. Like, and that's really all it is. People really don't think it's just too real. Like, they don't, like, people just don't understand. And it's like, once you understand, then it's like, okay, now I see why people go so hard. And it's not like they give you $5 per person, $10 per person. No, they're giving you a bag, like a bag. If you bring in a group of people, they start paying you residually. And it's like, it's hefty. Like, it's not like like Netflix where it's like $5 off or like $10. No. Yeah. Like once you start bringing more and more people, like they start paying you a lot of money. And that's why I said the dude I went to school with, he's the highest rank in the company. He's residually getting, the company wires every Friday to the debit card. We all have a debit card that the company issues, $750,000 every single month. Every single, I don't know the math, but if you divide it by four, that's what he's getting every single
every
Friday.
Week. Yeah, damn. Literally, that's hectic.
Every on top of bonuses. So the company not only pays you to bring people in, they'll pay you an extra bonus. Here you go. Thank you for bringing this person in. We'll pay you for bringing people in, but here's some more. Thank you. And we'll add it in the next Friday's check for you. Here you go. Bye. If it was like a single thing for selling, like candy or roses or something that's like, it doesn't really benefit people. It's like, no, this is changing people's lives.
Lives, yeah.
So it's like not everybody on my team is life changing. Clearly, there's some people that, you know, don't take full advantage of the opportunity. But there are people on my team, literally, that have moved, bought cars, like, literally, like life changing. If they didn't have this opportunity, they would not have been able to do it. And it's like, that alone, I don't know, like obviously a lot of people don't speak up about the position they're in, like their financial position, whatever. But chances are every single person we know can use an extra stream of income. Like I don't just know too many, like just even the rich, like, you gotta think, even the rich people, they are still getting money. Like, so I wouldn't even say, like, oh, okay, the rich people can just chill. Like, no. You would think, like, all right, people with billions of dollars be chilling. No. They're trying to get more bread.
Yeah, so it's like, for sure.
With this opportunity, it's like, yo, everybody I know can take advantage of this. Literally. I know a lot of people. And I know every single person can take advantage of it. Whether or not they want to or not, that's a whole different thing. But yeah. You can. You have the ability. And some people just don't even know they have the ability. And like, that's basically what I do as well. You know, I love to bring people on my team because obviously it's a whole extra income. Like I said, optional. But hey, why not? If there's $300 bills on the ground, you're only going to pick up two? Like, no. Like, you're going to pick up all three. You're
pick up all of them. I definitely feel you. So, well, that leads me to another question. I mean, considering that you know people, and obviously one of the things you want to do is you want to have that residual income. Like you said, making money without having to do a whole lot for it, because fuck that. Like, why should I have to do a whole lot for my money? But when you've reached out to people and you've asked people and you know, just trying to give them game about Forex or try to, you know, like, get them to come on and join with you. Like, what have been the responses or the reaction that you've got so far? Has it? I know it can't have always been positive.
Right. No. It's majority negative. Like, it's majority negative, and that's just that's what I also learned from my mentors. Like, it's going to majority be negative, but like, obviously, you just focus on the positive. But the negative rebuttals I get a lot of: I'm broke. Like, I don't have any extra money But when you think it like that, that just makes me like, when you think about it, like, okay, so
that's, you're a lot of more broke, reason, right?
So you're turning down an opportunity to make more money. And then it's like, well, then they don't really have a response, and it's just they don't want to do it. Then there are the people that it just doesn't make sense to them. Like, oh, I'm not a, like, they think it's so complicated. They think, oh, I can't do that. And it's like, I mean, telling yourself you can't do it, obviously you can't do it. Like, that's just simple. Like, if, like, your brain is powerful. If you tell your brain you can't do something, you're definitely not going to be able to do it. So it's like, there's some people that just are closed-minded and just overall negative people. And it's just like, it's because it's like, some of them are my friends. Like, I got some friends that are like that. They're just always
down. Oh, I believe it.
It's like, it's always negative. Like, and it's like, I'm trying to uplift. And it's like, it's some people just don't want to be lifted up. And it's cool, I feel it. But that's one thing. What else? And then some people give me the job excuse, but I already broke that down. Like, there's a simple, like, well, like, the market's open 24 hours. So it's like, if you just want 30 minutes of the day to get an extra bag for your phone, even if it's $20, $30 for 30 minutes, like, that... I don't know anybody making that much in an hour, like simple. Even if you have like the best jobs, you may be making, say, let's say you make $50 an hour. I don't know what job does, but let's just say you do. You can make that same $50.
There's jobs out there, my nigga.
Oh, no. I'm just saying people that I talk to, like, there's not anybody I know that's really rolling like that. But like, say if you do, and it's like, damn, I lost my train of thought. But, what was I talking about?
You were saying like, and I didn't mean to throw you off. That's my bad. But like, you were just saying like, you were talking about how you can make money. Like, you can make, if even if it's like $20 and it takes you like 20-30 minutes to make that. Like, it usually takes people like a whole hour to make. Yeah, you're saying exactly. You're $20 an hour. So
right. So say if you make $50 an hour, you can make that same $50 in 30 minutes trading, like in like 2-3 trades, like without having to go somewhere and do. Because obviously, if you make $50 an hour, chances are you do something of, like, you do a skill or something that, like, is qualified. Like, you actually are doing something. But, like, you can make that same money without doing anything. Like literally, like, just chill like this. Have your phone up, literally like this. Like who wouldn't want to do that? You can do this in the airport. You can do this outside at the mall. You can do, like, that's why it's so unique. Like, a lot of people don't even know. Like, you out and about, yeah, you can be making money right now. Like, trading doesn't take, like, you being locked in a laptop and a whole, like, multiple monitor. Like, no. You can do it with one phone screen.
Nah, I mean, go ahead.
How much time do you spend daily on, like, on Forex?
So, basically, I wake up. I'm taking traditional Forex signals daily. Like, they send them in a group chat daily. But then for HFX, like, I wake up. I do, like, a 45-minute session whenever I wake up. Like, sometimes I set alarms, sometimes I don't, but whenever I wake up, I basically lock in for 45 minutes. And then I may do a night session as well. Like say like around 8 o'clock when a expert gets on like a live session, like I may do that just cause it's like easy. It doesn't take like, I'm just literally listening. So like about two. So overall I would say about like an hour and a half, 2 hours a day. To Forex, but then
the rest of the day is for smoking big gas. Yeah.
not only that, but it's talking to people like you to join it. So like that's what I do the rest of the day. Really try to just grow my business. Like I'm just trying to add more people to my team and just put more people on, and then the people that are already on my team, I try to give them value, try to basically teach them more things, basically so they don't have to really make the mistakes I did at the beginning.
No, that's what's up, man. Like that's definitely, I feel like for the most part, I mean, you've answered a decent amount of questions that we've had in regards to trading on the foreign exchange. So you've definitely opened my eyes.
To address this, like Forex has nothing to do with recruiting. Like a lot of people be like, oh, like they just think those are,
they think it's vector.
Like, no, like, exactly. It's no, like, it's not that at all. Like, literally, there are a lot of people that just trade. Like, they literally just trade. That's it. They haven't told a soul. They don't want to tell a soul. And they're perfectly fine. Literally. But the opportunity is there. So, and a lot of people know people that need an opportunity like this. So, it's not necessarily recruiting. It's literally helping people you know that need help. And this is a way they can literally make, like, you can literally make what, like whatever. Like there's no cap. Like it's literally however much you put in, you can make.
You can double
whatever it is. You can make as little or as much as you want. And it's like from the crib. Like that's really the people that I talk to that I like talking to. As soon as I tell them that from the crib, they're like for real. Like I can do like yeah. Like and it's like because like if I was told that, I'm literally like, all right, bet. How do I, like, I'm at least giving it a try. Like, I understand the people that give it a try, and then they're like, like, this isn't necessarily for me. Like,
the that's $235 down the drain, though, man. If you know what I'm saying? Which, I mean, that's not a whole lot of money, but, like, depending on, like, who you are, that's, I can understand people being hesitant, but, like, shit, I feel you. Niggas waste money on fucking shoes or waste money on fucking bottles. It's like,
it's going
to
get
one way or another. So why not try to make some more bread, spending your bread? I definitely feel you.
I definitely feel you. That's the rebuttal to that. And in that, like in a month, basically the $235 gives you access for a month. In that month, if you, like the only people that really stop is the people that are bullshitting. And it's like, well, I mean, like you're not answering the phone. When I'm literally trying to tell you how to run it up. And like some people literally don't answer the phone, they don't text back, they're not getting on the calls, they're not like, so it's like.
Ooh, well, wait, so I mean, question. Bro. So you said $235 gets you access to a month worth of I guess like the information or the tools?
Yeah.
So it's like, it is somewhat subscription based though. You do have to. Okay. And so that's why you brought the Netflix thing up earlier. Okay.
Exactly. That makes sense. So it's $235 initially. And then after that first 30 days, it's $174. So, that's also why some people go hard too. That's if you don't want to bring people on. If you bring two people on, the company is like, you get free access for life. Like, you bring two people on, you get this access for free. So it's like, there's people that only have two people and they're not getting paid from the company, but they're getting free access. So it's like, that's a good trade-off. But then it's like, people like, well, I can get, like, why just trade that one for one when I can also just keep on adding people and get residual income, like, on top of the trading money? So it's like, I trade during the week. The market closes at 2 p.m. Cali time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Literally from, like, I just got a residual check today. And from the weekend until Sunday at, what time? Sunday at 2 here and at 5 p.m. on the East Coast, like, I will be trying to grow my business. Like, that's what I do on the weekend. Like, I literally, because I can't trade, I can't make money there. So I'm going to try to grow my business so I can start growing my residual income. And it's like that. And it's just a simple blueprint, like that my mentor, their mentor, like people higher up, the first, like I said, the top person in the company, literally, it's just a simple It's a simple blueprint. And it's like, I just want people that, like, you know, are down, that want to change their life. It's do what I did. That's basically all I say. All my people, just do what I did. Literally stay down. It's not going to, you're not going to be making hella money at first. Like that's okay. You're not, if you don't have money. If you have money, you're going to be making hella money off it. But if you just only have $100, $50, then obviously you're going to be making smaller
margins. Are going to be smaller, right?
Exactly. Because what we do is we use good risk management. So we don't trade over 10% of what you have. Because like if you lose, then like if you lose 2% of your account, you're not tripping. You're like, okay, it wasn't a good day today. Like, and then tomorrow you win. I mean, you make 10% of that, and you're like, okay, like. So the 2%'s not really tripping, but if you're a big, like if you're a gambler, and a lot of people get this confused with gambling, like this is not gambling. Like if you're a gambler, okay, you're going to do bad at this. It's like, this is not gambling. Like you're not like, okay, bet. Like I'm going to do this. Like, no, this is, it's deeper than just pressing the buttons or whatever. So it's like, it's a mindset thing. You have to really know like, okay, what you're doing. You don't want to over like make the trade too big, because if you lose, you're going to be super blown off with one L. It's
that discourages you from probably moving forward.
Literally.
Yeah. So then, I feel that. Feel that. Damn. Shit. Well, so I mean, to follow that, I mean, you are on your story, because obviously I follow you on IG and obviously we were talking through IG, but on your story, something I see you do is you like to display yourself. Well, you like to show that you're enjoying yourself, right? So what is like probably your favorite thing that Forex has been able to do for you?
Man, that's a good,
a tough question. That means there's been a lot of good things that Forex has
there's been a lot. And I don't want to sound too like shallow, but like going to the mall and being able to literally buy what you want, like that. And like, I was always a big mall goer. Like I was always like, I love going to the mall. I love seeing the new, but like, I just didn't have the bread to always get what I wanted. Like, but like now, like going to the, like, it's literally a whole different experience. Like, and it's like sometimes I don't even get anything, but it's like, yo, I could. Like, I could get what I want. So like that, what else? Really just the time freedom. Like just the freedom. Like I literally today when we get off the phone, like, I don't know what I'll do.
Yeah, it's like early as shit over there too, man. So like y'all, like you got a whole day ahead of you.
I can literally do what I want. I think I got some furniture coming a little later, like may play the PS4, like I don't know. I am my own boss, and I literally make my own schedule. So like that, and I never was big on like being my own boss growing up. Like my mom never really instilled, like she instilled really a worker mentality, which is like, I mean, I love my mom obviously, but like she literally instilled like from birth, like, yo, you are gonna go to college and get a good job and work like. So being like self-made and being like your own boss, like that was really just something that I saw and I literally wanted. And I was like, I would love to be able to do what I want when I want and not have to ask like, yo, time off. Like, am I going to get paid time off? Like, I don't want to have to worry about that. So
I feel you.
That's really the biggest thing.
Even though I do have ample PTO, but I definitely feel you.
I feel it, and it's great. And it's like, yo, I'm getting paid to not work. Like, it is, like I used to work when I first moved out here. It was with a corporate job. So, like, I definitely feel it. And it's like, even with the corporate job, it was just not what, like, everything with a corporate job, I feel like you're just really doing to get, like your direct work is literally going into somebody else's pockets. Like that.
Oh yeah.
It's like, and like what they're paying you is literally like literally the smallest
a portion of the pie. Yeah. Literally. But they got the lion's share.
Literally. So just the thought of that, really like the hard labor and all that. That's really what keeps me going. Like what I do not want to do. Even though it's perfectly fine, I have a lot of people still work on my team, which is perfectly fine. That's some routes of like if that's what you want to do, like teaching and like stuff like that. Like you really genuinely just want to do that. I understand that, and I'm all that. But even if you want to do that, bro, get some money when you get off work. Make some money during the summer. This opportunity is for everybody. So I just hope I can tell as many people about it as possible.
Well, yeah, man, keep doing your thing, Shane. Like I said, I think this was a pretty informative session. Now I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm about to sign up for Forex tomorrow. I know, but I mean, I feel you. But I mean, no, it's definitely given me a lot more to think about in terms of where I stood before previously, because like I said, we had a conversation about it, and everything that I've heard before, even like sitting down to really discuss with anybody, has just been like Forex and bullshit. And then you throw the word scam in there as well too. So it's kind of just like, okay, well, why would anybody, you know, saying go down that path? And so I think it is important to actually sit down and speak with people who are doing things that we're not sure about or things that we're unsure of, to get their true perspective on it. And based on what I'm looking at right now, man, you look like you're doing all right. Look like you're in good health, man. You're not over there, I don't know, doing some wild shit. So I mean, like, yeah, man, everything's looking all right on your end, bro.
Yeah, definitely appreciate that.
I just gotta say, with the whole Forex thing, I've always been like considering meeting back and forth, because my old roommate is kind of in the same situation as you. He's a trader, like full time, quit his job, was about to go like back to law school. Was like, stop it, I'm going.
You said fuck law school?
Yeah, full time Forex trader, and I was just like, nah, like how, like why? Nah, just I'm gonna give you $20 and let run it up for me. He's like, nah, I can't do that. Just sign up, bro. I'm like, yeah.
That's why people
nigga trying to give him $20.
It's yourself. That's what I be trying to think. Like, people always, it's nothing to do with me. I'm just telling you about the opportunity. It's you. Like, it's yourself. Like, it's everything is your own thing. Like, you have to really want to do this and know you can. Like, anybody can do this. Like, and then what's crazy, there are people on the team. There are people on the team that are 15, 14, 16. So it's not like you got to be old or like you got to be smart. No, there are young people. I think the youngest person is like a little girl, 9 years old. She be on the call, literally on the call. You see her?
Somebody making that residual income off the 9 year old, bro.
Off the 9 year old. Her mom, obviously, like her mom's
yeah. Child, but, like, but I mean, bro, either way, so I mean, regardless, shit, mom is killing birds with stones. Like, she don't got to pay the fee no more.
He understands it, and that's what shows. That goes to show it's not rocket science. Like, it's literally just, you just have to like know it. Like, you just have to like learn it, like a student. So, yeah,
that's real. That's real. Yeah. Man. Nah, this, like I said, this was all good information, man. I'm really glad that we got to sit down and actually do this. Before we, well, also, did you have any other, I guess, Forex related questions?
Oh, man.
You're good. You're clear. On up and up. All right, Shane, is there anything that you want to leave the people with? Do you want to let them know any specific information, your social media, shout out your aunts, your uncles, mom, dukes, whoever? This is your time to do that right now.
Yeah, I bet. So, you know, everybody from back home, Maryland, I miss y'all. I will be back home in November. I will be throwing a huge event, a huge Forex event.
Oh, shit.
I'll be throwing a huge Forex event in Maryland. I want everybody to pull up, everybody from Tamarack, everybody from Blake, Paint Branch, Springbrook, everywhere. Like, I need everybody to pull up. Everybody watches my story, which is cool. You know, everybody's watching my
story. Oh, niggas will watch your story.
I need everybody to pull up in person. Pull up in person. And then also, everybody watching this, if you DM me, or Bryce or Alistair, just tell them you watch this podcast and literally hit DM me. I will give you $100 off your enrollment. $100.
I'm gonna cut this clip specifically for you to have it. No, I'm gonna cut this clip specifically for you so that it plays on IG. No, I got you.
For real. So yeah. And that's about it. Everybody just know. Okay, yeah. One last gem. Literally everybody. Everybody has it in them. Don't think, oh, because you're in a certain position now, it's not meant for you or you're not built for it. Or no, everybody has it. There was a time where I was losing hope. I was like, yo, but you gotta be real with yourself. If I'm doing this every day, is it gonna get me where I wanna be? And if it is, then cool, you know, keep doing that. But if it's not, then you gotta add something or switch it up. This can be the add or the switch up. And literally, as you can see with me, it's changed my life. It can change your life as well. And that's all I got. So,
respect. Hey, Alistair, do you want to hold the people down with your Stairs to Greatness for this week?
I got you. This week's Stairs to Greatness is, there's four parts in the success formula. It's confidence, it's courage, self-belief, and self-determination. With those four things, you can go anywhere. You can follow me on social media, Dr_DoWork. Make sure you follow our podcast page, ANB Podcast. As always, I fuck with everybody who's fucking with us. Much appreciated. Thank you. We linking up and we're trying to get more for you guys. And like I love saying at the end of the podcast, we are the car and all our supporters are the wheels. We're not going anywhere without y'all. Much appreciated. Though you, co-host.
Hey, man. Thank you, Alistair. Appreciate that. With that being said, you know me. I don't got nothing profound to say for this week. Just pick your spots, hit your shots. Make sure y'all go out there and vote. Y'all probably saw the debate and saw the big wild shit that was going on. It's not looking really good on either side, but like, we definitely don't want Trump to be president anymore. Like, that's like a fact. So like, yeah, y'all make sure y'all get out there and vote. If you're young and you're healthy, try to go in person. Cause I'm not even really sure about the whole mail-in voting thing. It's like gotta be postmarked. You know how like niggas be with like their time and the shit, like niggas be missing shit. So like, I don't want niggas to miss it. Like, if you can vote in person and you're capable, definitely go do that. You can follow me on social media, on Twitter. It's Young Tamarack, YoungTamarack. And then on Instagram, it's Kofi Bryce, KofiBryce_. And as always, at the end of the episode, we're going to play music from a local artist. And like I said before, I'm going to get it done. Just drop that new project. So what you're going to hear is, let me decide, because there's so many different tracks that I want to hear off the project. We're going to play Be About Your Money by I'm going to get it done this week on the AMB podcast. So that song again is Be About Your Money by I'm going to get it done off the new project, Money Coming In. This has been another week of the AMB podcast. Appreciate y'all for listening and appreciate you, Shane, for pulling up. Peace.
Yo. Yo.
Your money, that's how you get rich. Be about your money, be about your money. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Run it up. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Be about your money, be about your money. Run up the digits and stick to the script.
Run it up, run it up, run it up.
Broke out no work and I made that shit stretch. Talking in cold, gotta watch for the feds. Pay your debts before they turn to threats. Know how it is when it come to that bread. You know how I be, I'm keeping the G. Ain't gonna let nobody play with me. I don't work for free, so pay the fee. We ain't in court, so don't cop a plea. Used to be innocent, call and collect. Gotta stay sharp like a razor Gillette. Do this with ease, I ain't breaking the sweat. Got you bouncing like a bad check. Created my own wave like the sea. Ain't worried about you, so don't worry about me. Minding my business, just sipping my tea. Got a Haitian neck with no numbers on tree. I was trapping stupid hard out here, really trying to get rich. I got homies like Shaquille at the free throw. They tossing bricks. Got my people rooting for me, so there's no chance that I quit. Ain't no bitches like my boxes, cause she all up on my dick. Way back when. They ain't wanna see me shine way back when. Now I'm in a stretch, way back with my friends. Chicks slapped up when they hop in the bands. Way back when. They ain't wanna see me shine way back when. Now I'm in a stretch, way back with my friends. Chicks slapped up when they hop in the bands. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Real hustlers make anything flip. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Real hustlers make anything flip. Be about your money, be about your money, be about your money, that's how you get rich. Be about your money, be about your money, be about your money, that's how you get rich. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Real hustlers make anything flip. Up all night cause I need the ends. In hot pursuit of them Benjamins. Ain't nobody gon' stack it for me. Me, myself, I is who I depend. On, so on, yeah I'm on. Phone keep chirping so I gotta keep working. On to the next one. And she act like she ain't with the plans and you know I'm swerving. The money don't sleep, so I'ma get it even when I'm asleep. That's thinking ahead, ain't thinking about no one, ain't thinking about me. Who shall I fear? On probation and a steal, motherfucker police. Stay in the bank, stay with a plug on everything, get to know me. Saw what I wanted and got it. Rather have paper than lint in my pocket. Till death do us part when it comes to these commas. Dollar bills on my conscience, I promise. Sprint forward, they keep putting it. Anything I get my hands on, I flip. True hustler, making plays. Work, move fast, re-up, come quick. Bought them dollars, I go hard for the bag. Mind on the money, want mom in the jag. Need my whole family to flex. For all the days we ain't had shit. Somehow we made it, we managed. Trap booming, now they know what my name is. Bounce back like good crack. Getting famous like Amos. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Real hustlers make anything flip. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script.
stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Real hustlers make anything flip. Be about your money, be about your money, be about your money, that's how you get rich. Be about your money, be about your money, be about your money, that's how you get rich. Be about your money, that's how you get rich. Run up the digits and stick to the script. Real hustlers make anything flip. Real hustlers make anything flip.